Tim Fleming in the Morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and on our KGLO live line, we have Robin Anderson. Hi, Robin.
Good morning.
You know, usually we get a chance to talk about a lot of different things for a lot of different reasons, and this one today, more specifically, comes through the topic of the Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County, and Robin, of course, with the Mason City Chamber. But I, you know, one of the notes was to talk a little bit about the Egloff House, and that's been quite a project through the years, hasn't it?
Exactly. That's actually one of my volunteer passion projects that has been going on for a very long time.
Oh, I think back with the move. Now, obviously, we can think all the way back to the flooding and seeing all of those homes flooded and so forth. But then to be able to salvage some of those things, it's an amazing project.
Well, it really has been. And I think the thing that we are proudest of is that along with Good Shepherd, we've really transformed that whole neighborhood.
Yeah, I would have to agree. Absolutely agree. When you think about what has been done there, and sometimes it's bits and pieces at a time, but it's all kind of evolving.
Well, it really is, and we were just very fortunate. Our little group, Community Benefit Mason City, that was sort of formed out of the Historic Park Inn renovation as a function of the New Markets tax credits that were part of that project. We were able to move the Egloff House, and then we decided, you know what, maybe we should move three of these other houses from the Park Place neighborhood as well to provide some architectural context for the Egloff House. So we moved that gray four square and the little limestone cottage and the brick and stucco Tudor style house. And so I'm happy thinking that the Egloff House is nestled in there among some of the neighbors that it's been around since the late 1930s.
You know, the interesting part about it for me, just driving by and or walking by and seeing it, is they look like they've been there, for quite some time.
Well, they do, and they're all owner-occupied, and you can really tell that, all those parties purchased them from Community Benefit Mason City, sort of partially redone, and they've all been lovingly restored, as has the Egloff House, which is now open for business.
You know, when you think back when that Egloff House was coming over the bridge down by East Park, and we were all watching that. That was a point. I've got to admit, I thought, now we'll never see this happen, will we?
I have thought that more than once during this process, but I will tell you, I was probably the only one not watching when it went over the bridge. I was holding my breath, hoping that it didn't end up on the bottom of the riverbank.
Well, there were a few of us that were thinking that. But then now talk about how it's being used now, the next step for the Egloff House.
Well, exactly. And I think this is actually a model that could be used to rehabilitate other historic properties. The intent has been to use it as short-term furnished housing for people who are in North Iowa as part of their professional training. So that might mean student teachers, college interns, medical, physical therapy, PA students who are here as part of their rotations. One of the things that we've heard for a long time from employers is that their pool of interns or student teachers is reduced because of the lack of short-term furnished housing, because most of these students are paying for an apartment elsewhere, so they need something that is affordable. So we were able to take the 5 bedrooms and 4 bathrooms in the Egloff house and make them available for this purpose. The bad thing is that COVID sort of coincided with getting the house done. So we had 2 interns that lived there this summer. We've had a couple of medical students live there. But like this fall, there's no student teachers. Most businesses are not hosting interns right now. So we're looking forward to getting through this and having that house really be a bustling place of young professionals.
And for those people that are listening now and wondering, okay, well, how would this happen? Is there a contact? And what do they do if they have a family member or a business that has something along that line that may fit that description? How would they make that happen?
Well, they can certainly contact me at the Chamber of Commerce, but we also have a caretaker that they can contact through the Historic Egloff House Facebook page, who lives in an apartment on the lower level. And she is there to sort of be a resource, help people get checked in, checked out, get a security code assigned to them so that they can get in and out of the house and really help them get settled in.
Well, I mentioned early on, too, we're talking with Robin Anderson about the Egloff House, but in addition, the Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County. And what has that meant in this whole process for you, Robin?
Well, actually, specifically, the Cerro Gordo County Community Foundation provided a grant for us for the security system. So, you know, when you're rehabbing a historic property, everything's expensive. Everything comes in over budget. And this is a project that truly just sort of ran out of money. So it was so nice and integral to us being able to open up to get those funds from the Community Foundation so that we could put door locks on that have a code, and the caretaker can assign a code to each resident. And that way you know when people come in, when they leave, and the house stays secure.
Robin, you mentioned earlier that this might be kind of a model looking forward and going into the future. Are there other properties out there that you're considering at all?
Well, we aren't, but I hope we will inspire other people who have more energy than we have right now to take a look at these things. You know, Mason City is really getting a reputation as a destination for architecture and cultural tourism, and the Egloff House in particular was an important to that architectural heritage, and it is on the National Register of Historic Places. But we have a lot of cool buildings in addition to all the Prairie School architecture that could use a little facelift.
For sure. Robin, I appreciate you taking some time out of a busy, busy morning to visit with us. Thank you so much for all that you do at the Chamber, but certainly with the Egloff House as well.
You bet. Have a great week.
Thank you, Robin. Have a great one. See you later.
Bye-bye.
It's Robin Anderson with us, and that is our Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County program today on your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO, and online at KGLOAM.com.